The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promo.dj.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor or your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com, ChillLoverRadio.com, ColoradoHopCompany.com, PremierLiquids.com, GrogTag.com, 2017 Designs on Facebook, BandCoffee.com, Joe's SpeakEasy.com, and let's not forget the love and support of hashtag Team No Sleep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back once again. I got my two favorite people in the building. I've got the technician, the producer, Sean in the building. What up, man?
Hi.
We've got father of the show. I mean, we were pretty free for a while.
Yeah, dad came back into town.
We even snuck a girl in the house. You saw that?
Yeah, dude, I lost my virginity.
I know. We got Big Papa Frank in the building. Everybody calls him Big Bits Frank on the East Coast. It's GSP163 Brews. Frank, how are you doing?
Hi.
Oh, wow. An energetic group tonight. Deborah Jo from Twitch said, hey, Big Daddy.
Nice.
That goes to just Frank, not me or you.
Oh, right.
All right, guys. So tonight's show's theme is poor life choices and some really cool advice at the end of the show. So what you're going to have to do is you're having a good time. You're here for the beers. But at the end, all three of us have a piece of advice to give everyone. And we're going to get you guys out of here with all that good stuff. So, Frank, that's what we're going to do at the end of the show is give some good advice, one apiece.
Yeah.
Something, doesn't matter what it is, we're going to hook them up, all right?
I already got mine.
You already got yours? Yep. You got yours?
Yeah, I've had
mine. And I got mine. And these are just real, authentic, from-the-heart messages and tips and hacks and things like that. Free to use in your everyday. Guys, we want you to take the knowledge of beer with you, but we want to give you some advice to hold it down. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we got that done.
Yeah.
All right, let's get down to it. Sean, how have you been?
Great, and that's it.
All right, Frank.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks. Yeah, no,
what the
fuck? Thanks for having
me.
So
energetic tonight. I'm going to keep drinking.
Yeah, man, I'm a real asset.
Right. All right, so, Frank, how
Something
have you
like
been?
That. Good, man, good. No complaints.
Anything new in your life?
Moved to a new house.
Why? Look at you. Frank, you're balling, dude, because I know it's like the economy's pretty fucked for the rest of us poor bastards, but you
where
moved
did we
to
move?
A new house.
Oh, yeah, where did we move?
About 5 minutes away from where I was living.
where we were living.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait. Sean was... Okay, you know what?
What?
Nice. I don't want to get in the middle of this sort of fuck the babysitter thing.
Oh, yes.
You know? Right now, anyone that's listening to this podcast right now, we are... Oh, I got some great news. You know, we can I can kind of just tie this in.
Uh-huh.
We completely switched our live streaming
to identity.
We changed. We're under only one social media for live streaming now. So it's an exclusive place to be. We moved to Twitch.
What?
Yeah, we left everything. And I know this is going to sound weird, but we're pretty much the outcasts of the beer world. But at the same time, we're the best at what we do. We are. Mm-hmm. We all agree on that?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So I like to think outside the box. I like to do things and, you know, make our own path and in this whole journey of just trying to, you know, make something valuable out there on the planet. And so I went up against a lot of people's judgment to leave Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Our bread and butter was Periscope, YouTube Live. And we're not leaving the social medias. We're just leaving their live streaming aspects.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of just going to make, you know, off the beaten path.
Right.
And the community in Twitch, by the way, which is our handle, is OBS Beers 2014. The 2014 is the year we started this whole entire organization. They have just been phenomenal. They have been like open arms. You know, here we are. People will say, well, that's a gaming place. It is. But they want new content. They want, they literally want something fresh. You know, I mean, how many times can you watch players? And players are cool. You know, I've sat back and studied them. Like, wow, these guys are really good at these games. And just the community alone is beautiful. And the way we handle ourselves as a show, we fit right in.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm a big nerd and all that good stuff. But big shout out to Twitch itself, opening their doors for people like us. I mean, we don't advocate getting drunk. We don't advocate misusage and, you know, of alcohol abuse. We don't condone drinking and driving. We educate. You know, this is just something that's out there. And, you know, we know Twitch has, you know, minors and whatnot, but we do have a disclaimer, like mature content before you come in. So, you know, we got a lot of deterrence for the youth. But the people that are of age really, really enjoy our channel. So if you guys want live exclusive, you know, like this podcast or behind the scenes or just exclusive interviews with people, that's the only place to be. So, Frank, I mean, that's a pretty cool, it's a big transition. I mean, we've done
huge.
Very well on Periscope. I left one video up and it was the final goodbye. And a lot of people came in. I haven't seen in years. And it was nice. It was really nice. And I mean, I'm going to miss it. We did very well over there, Frank.
Yep.
But in order to do something bigger and better, you got to cut the fruit, get the vines clean, and then you got to prune back a little bit to grow.
Right.
So that's the big news for me. So I've been working very diligently. Hold on real quick. We're live right now on Twitch. And MCool14 said, does Frank the Tank have Insta? So there's two things wrong with that. Two things.
Somebody not paying attention.
Well, that's one. No. Hold on. Don't answer it. I'm going to work with M. Cool. He's tonight's special baby. So, M. Cool, it's not Frank the Tank. It's just the Frank. Frank doesn't see, when you say Frank the Tank, it insinuates Frank gets drunk. And Frank is an adult, but he's called the Frank. Okay, so call him the Frank, please. And then underneath his video is his IG, plain as day. Under him, it says IG and then at. Same thing for Sean as well. So now we got that out of the way. So don't worry about it, M. Cool. We'll work with you. So now that we got that out of the way, I kind of repeated myself. We're going to do these four beers tonight. They're big bodies. One classic, one new. Actually, three news. And we're talking new at the time of this recording. And one old one, which is pretty cool. We call that a vintage beer. And what's cool about the vintage beer is the same year we started this entire organization. So guys, sit back, relax, and have yourself a snack. It's time to start a beer show. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys are ready, buckled in, get situated, vegetated, and stimulated. Ooh.
I was going to say menstruated.
Frank, how do you feel about the menstruate?
I guess it
It happens.
Are you menstruating right now?
Okay, so with that said, Frank, what are we drinking on the show since we're menstruating?
From Sierra Nevada, we're going to drink the beer for drinking. It's BFD.
What? That's what it's called?
Yeah. From Ballast Point, this is called Fathom IPA. From High Water Brewing, this is the 2014 version of their Campfire Stout. Excuse me.
My pants fell.
And from Rev Brewing Company, we've got AK Manganero IPA.
Fair enough. And by the way, Rev, well, you know what?
What will we do?
We'll do more information on all of them. Yeah, sorry. It's been a minute, man. Guys, everybody's had some things going on. We just recently finished that. What's Frank, you're good with math. You're faster than me. What's 17 minus 48?
What the fuck?
17 minus 48? 48. You mean 48 minus 17?
Yes.
31.
So this past weekend we did a 31-hour charity event, and so I'm still recuperating from it, the whole nine. So I know I'm exhausted. I haven't stopped moving, so I'm a little lethargic. I mean, the weather out here is shitty. Like, seriously, from the forest fires from California, that shit fucks us over in Las Vegas because we're in this valley and all that soot and smoke and ash. You can't even see the mountains, huh, Frank?
No.
It's bad, and it makes it humid, and I really get stupid tired in humidity. I fucking hate it. So, so there it is. So we'll get a little more. Now, Sean, I know you're not feeling that well.
Yeah.
No, you kind of heard these beers, so you get to pick the poison. Which one would you like to start off with, and which one do you want to end with?
The beer for drinking
is
first.
Okay, bingo.
It's for drinking.
Okay.
And then let's do the vintage one.
The 2014 last?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Matter of fact, I know you aren't feeling all that great, so guys, just a disclaimer, he might not be doing some of the reviews, and that's fine. But just in case, I implore you, you gotta try that Campfire Stout.
That's the last one?
Yeah, you gotta.
I was gonna say, I'll try the last one.
You wanna do the first one?
I'll
we'll just give you a smidge of each.
Okay.
That way, if you fill up to it, it's there.
All right.
And then we'll be okay with that.
I need to find out what beer for drinking is like, because we've just been pouring it on ourselves and rubbing it into our pores.
Right. Okay, guys, now I wanna give a huge shout out for our in-between beer. So today's in-between beer that we sip on in between the beers has been brought to us by one of our sponsors, Great Basin from Reno. Big shout out to Garrett and Dave Miller from Great Basin for sponsoring today's in-between beers for this podcast. So you guys check them out, okay? And also, if you want more information on them, Google that shit. All right, so we'll be right back with the first beer. We'll see you in just a moment. We're back. Frank, take it away with the first beer of today's show, which was provided by yours truly, me.
All right. From Sierra Nevada, out of Chico, California, I believe. I'm not even looking.
Yes, it is.
I'm pretty sure they are from Chico. Wow. This is their BFD. They called Beer for Drinking. There it is. Mm-hmm. Chico, California, Mills River, North Carolina. How about that?
Ooh, two places, get it.
They are family-owned, operated, and argued over.
Which is true.
So this is, again, it's the BFD, Beer for Drinking. It's a 19.2 fluid ounce can.
Tall boy. Or tall thin boy.
And it is 4.8% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, Google Sierra Nevada.
I like how he almost said Google that shit, but that's ours. All right, so we're going to go ahead and crack that open. Yeah, so here's the story behind where I found it. I was at the store. I needed something to drink. And it wasn't beer. I was getting an energy drink because I was just really tired. And sure enough, I walked past the beer. And so anytime I'm in a corner store, a grocery store, or a gas station, you never know what gets put in there. Like, you never know. And sure enough, there was something that caught my eye. Go ahead and pour yourself just a little bit, Sean. And so I wanted to do that. All right, so let's go ahead. The can is really nifty. I like it. It is simplistic. It actually caught my eye. I was walking by and I kind of just glanced over. And the way it looked literally caught my eye. I was like, what's that? And then it was pretty cool on what it is. So I wanted to show everyone on Twitch.
Something different.
It was something different. I was like,
very,
damn.
Very plain, but something different.
Yeah, out of all their, matter of fact, all of Sierra Nevada's logos are some sort of like artsy framework.
A lot of outdoorsy.
Yeah, yeah. What's the guy's name that would be like, oh, there's a little happy tree?
Bob Ross.
Yeah, don't you tell nobody, I'll kill you type shit. Big shout out to Bob Ross. I like his emoji.
Interesting.
And if you come over to Twitch, guys, OBS Beers 2014, there is a Bob Ross emote, which is pretty fucking cool. Nice. All right, cheers to the smell, gentlemen. Okay, two distinctive smells right off the bat. One's familiar and one is more robust. I'm getting this unique plantish hit and then this really interesting yeast malt bomb. To me, without being a dick, smells like a very steroid pumped and filled lager. Like, it smells like something familiar, something mainstream. You know, it's beer for drinking. So it's got to be something familiar to those that enjoy beer. I'm not saying people that drink beer will smell it, but to me, it has a familiarity that, but it's more pungent.
Right.
So, anybody else want to chime in on that?
It smells like mint and... like minty peaches. That's
I got a lot of citrus.
Okay.
It smells more like a pale ale than a lager, but I'm getting a lot of orange.
Okay.
Orange, tangerine, no grapefruit.
That's weird because I'm pulling grapefruit. That's weird. It's odd. Maybe we could probably maybe chalk it up to two different unique smells. Maybe pear and tangerine.
Right.
Like, so it's off-putting a little because it's confusing. You're smelling something I'm not. Right. Being totally something different. Sean, what did you get, man?
I'm sticking with minty peaches.
Minty peach.
Minty peach. That's what you got. Okay. Okay, look. We're hurrying up, dude, so you can get home to your girl. Okay, I get it. We get it. Cheers to the taste, minty peach.
That reminds you guys,
you guys head over to our IG at OBS Beers and type in hashtag minty peach. Just type it in, okay? You guys will know which one it is. It is the podcast only flyer on our IG. So gotta shuffle and go look for it. Sean, that face. Oh my God, that face. Sell it. That's sell it,
lot.
Girl.
It's a lot.
What do you mean it's a lot?
It's just a lot for my senses.
He's got sand in his peach. Frankadoo.
Why is it? It's got that sensation of mint where it's like feels colder or hotter. I don't fucking know.
Does it mentholate?
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot. Or it's oily.
It could either be, or in the other direction, it could be like hot. You know what I mean?
It's minty. Not minty.
This is strange.
Botanical oils. Right? Drying. A little drying right here.
I don't think tannins. My taste buds are doing the right thing.
This
right
honestly
now.
Tastes like a pale ale.
Yeah, this doesn't even...
But not like... It's not an IPA. It's just a pale ale. And pale ales are very smooth to drink. It's really not abrasive. But this has definite three citrus notes for me. And that was going to be grapefruit, orange, and blood orange for me. I get those three. It is very... It's botanical. It's citrus. It's really, that's it. And it's sweet enough to not be too sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like bitter. It's like sweet and sour.
Mm-hmm. I want to say tart, but it's not really tart. It's got that blood orange quality to it.
Yeah.
And pretty bitter back finish. I was surprised.
Yeah. It's unique. I like it. Sierra Nevada definitely doesn't fail when they deliver something new. And I like how it says here, casually crushable. Mm-hmm. I could see that, how you can just pound this out. This is going to be several people's, you know, when you go to the gas station, you see that guy in line in front of you. He's got the 3-pack of Bud.
Yeah.
Or, you know, saying that little tall can collection. Uh-huh. This is going to be the new tall can collection right here. I promise you. This is really, it's really good. Yeah, it's at a gas station. So I'm anti-gas station beer. Ever since I saw another beer in there, and I was like, never again. And then now I see this, and that's, I'd probably grab this for casual drinking. All right, gentlemen, let's go ahead and grade this, and let's get out of here. It is what it is, guys. So
Hey. You
didn't talk about it too much because it's just beer for drinking. It's not for anything else.
Yeah.
It's just fucking killing.
Not for bathing.
So what do you got for me, Sean?
Fucking 2.5. It tastes like toothpaste, but I think my taste buds are off because I don't feel good. So I think that has something to do with it.
All right, Frank. Minty toothpaste. I like what he. Is this minty peach?
Yeah, I guess.
I can't get rid of it.
Hashtag minty peach.
Let's put that shit on a shirt.
I'm going to give it a 4.25,
mm-hmm.
Which is higher than I initially thought I was going to go. But what I liked about it is it It's easy drinking. Oh, I think, and again, if this is your first time listening to the show, we tend to drink everything as close to room temperature as possible because that's you can really taste the nuances of the actual beer then. But I think that this is designed to be had ice cold.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's supposed to.
It's a macro replacement for sure.
And I'm not gonna lie, I'm probably next payday. Mm. I mean, it was inexpensive.
Yeah,
I don't want to say the price, and then they go somewhere else, and it's price a little different.
Right.
But it was extremely inexpensive. I'd actually probably spend $50. I'd wipe out a little corner store with those. I really would. If I'm at the beer store and I see a case, I'm gonna buy it just to have it. It's really nice. It's really good. A lot of breweries need to get on that. You guys want people to start enjoying your shit. Remember, in the craft beer world, we're everybody in the craft beer world's going uphill. I'd say right now 30% of the world's drinking craft or messing with outside of the macro world. I'd say 30%. That's still leaves a larger percent out there that are still stuck on, you know, what they see advertised and sporting events because that's all that's there, you know, but they're making changes. People are making really good strives to get it out there because variety is the spice of life, and I think beer is a good thing. So for me, guys, I'm going to rate this pretty damn well. It's a beer that I actually would drink as a daily six. If I had to have a beer every day, this would be it. This is really nice. I'm going with a 4.7.
Wow.
Yeah. It's uniquely yummy. I like it. It's simple. I don't have to think about it.
Mm.
It's, you know, when we drink beer, I have to think about it. You know, like, I don't need to do my job with this.
Right.
So I also like the title of it, Beer for Drinking. It tells you what to do. I like a beer that tells me what to do. So, all right, guys, we'll be right back. So the question of tonight is...
What is it?
It's a very important question.
Yeah?
Frank.
Yeah, hi.
You don't mind answering this question. It's a little personal.
I can't say whether I mind until you ask it.
No. You got to answer ahead of time.
It's nothing like personal.
No. It's
like
about...
outside of this room type ordeal.
It's about...
So it's not like personal. It's personal.
That's like saying, I don't mean any offense.
Right, but I'm
and
not...
That's usually something that's going to offend them.
Or no, that's like saying, don't get mad at what I'm about to tell you.
Okay, but I'm not doing that. I'm going to ask you something personal based upon
your butthole.
Here.
Okay, and I can choose to answer.
Correct.
Or tell you to fuck off.
Correct.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Drum roll, please, Sean.
He's going to choose fuck off. 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 He's going to choose.
What's the next beer we're doing?
Fuck off.
Somebody's a genie in the room.
So, from Ballast Point Brewing and Company.
Oh, that's a nice brewery right there.
Out of San Diego, California, this is their Fathom IPA.
Oh, I Fathom,
It is 6% ABV.
6%.
If you want more information on these guys, look at ballastpoint.com.
Or just Google that shit.
I'm going to stop the podcast to go to that website.
You're just going
to
stop the podcast right now?
Yeah, do you guys mind?
Do what you got to do. Here we go, just a little bit for you.
Oh, wow.
Can I?
A little bit more for me.
I'll have this one, but I was only going to have the first and the last.
A little bit
right. Just have a little
but
bit.
But it's
right, man.
Just a taste.
And I'm not an animal.
Yeah, that's okay, yeah. It's all right, young man.
I won't give you the next one.
Yeah, how about I'll give you the next one. I mean, he doesn't have to pour it, but I will.
Yeah, I knew you were going
to before we continue, ladies and gentlemen, on this particular beer, I want to give a huge shout out to everybody. Can I give a shout out?
Yeah.
So I want to thank everybody who actually enjoys the show. Big shout out to we got Clay, we got Bloodlust, Care Bear Kim's in the building, Commander Root, Smurf, Skateboard, Freddy, Mrs. Clover, we got Mopar, Miss Sally, Tanisha, we got Twitch in the building. It's actually Twitch Analytic Bot. Ooh, that was a big word. And then VK and Viger. All right, just wanted to give a huge shout out to those. They're actually sitting in the audience on the set, so I wanted to just give them all
on
a
the
big
set.
Shout.
Hopefully, they're clapping.
They're with their butts.
All right. Wow.
All right, meat flap it to you, gentlemen. Put it to your nose. Okay, why did I expect for this to be? So there's a beer that Ballast Point made, which was a Fathom. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, I've never heard of Fathom before.
Yeah, there's this orange one that they done.
Sure, it's not sculpting?
No. I'll have to show you after the show.
Okay.
It was a Fathom. I think it was Fathom or Phantom. No, I think, I'm going to roll with what I said because it has the helmet. Yep. So it was this orange one, and I was thinking it was going to be something like that. And it's orangey, but it wasn't that kind of. They make these really unique one-offs.
Right.
And so I put too much into it, so I'm sorry. All right, Frank, what do you got?
Citrusy.
Bingo.
Orange, lemon, grapefruit.
Okay.
A little soapy.
Okay. I got resin. pine, botanical, vegetable. I think Sean would usually say vegetable. I'm trying to beat him to the punch.
You feel
and
you took all my, you guys took all my claims.
Like a ritzy malty on the back. That's like not graham cracker, but kind of Ritz, the good kind, not the store brand. Ritz.
Is a store brand Ritz? I'm broke. I'll take that.
They're called Rots.
Rots.
Yeah. So
they
Ritz.
Come with mold on them.
Yep.
So it's real nice. It's real pleasing. So, Sean?
You guys both covered it. I was going to say lemon, not so much lemon, more on the orange side for me. And the soap, and then what the hell did you say? You said, oh, the vegetables.
Yeah,
vegetable.
I took that from you.
Yeah, you guys took everything from me, so that's really cool, dude.
That's what it's all about.
And this is my last episode, guys.
don't rape it back, rape it forward.
Whoa.
All right, let's get down to the taste, guys.
Yum.
Shout out to Quagmire and Family Guy, that's where I got that from.
Giggity.
He said, don't rape it back, rape it forward. Because Meg was asking for roofies.
Oh, yeah.
And then fucking Quagmire.
They're having, like, casual fucking conversation.
Freak. A fucking Quagmire's like, well, you know what these are for. Well, Meg was trying to explain what she needed them for, and Quagmire goes, I know what they're for.
Oh, honey,
you
know, I know what they're.
And then she leaves.
Anyway, how's that?
And then he goes, that's what it is, Quagmire. That's what it is, Glenn. Don't rape it back, rape it forward. So to go with the taste. I'm sorry. It was fucking funny.
It's great. It's kind of watery, but also kind of oily, because it'll kind of coats your throat like that.
Super resin, super pine, super oily. Tons of hops. It's not IPA destructive, but it's resiny.
Wants to be.
Yeah, it's definitely.
But there's still that Ritz cracker too.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's got a nice yeast back, and it's got a bready body to it.
Not a lot of citrus.
No. It's
piney and resiny.
I would say pith. We would take the white membrane from any citrus, and it's just hints of something, and then it's got that drying aspect. But yeah, it's between
my legs.
Bready, plantish. It's nice. I like it. It wants to be something, but at the same time, it's just, it's kind of like me. I look aggressive with my tattoos and my girth, but I'm really a nice guy.
Right.
So it kind of deceives you in that manner with the beer. So
I wouldn't call you a nice guy. I'd call you a sexual predator.
Remember what I always say to you? Remember when I whispered in here?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't rape it
back.
Don't
tell anybody or I'm going to kill you. Yeah, I do remember
that. I
would
never kill my victims. Okay, so.
Wow.
Wow, that just went. Check it out. Guys, we're just doing a scene from our SVU episode back in 92.
Yeah, Rape It Forward was the name of the episode.
Call Pillback. All right, so Frank, what do you like about this particular beer?
I like that it's low ABV.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it is a little on the watery side.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things I like about it.
Sean, I know you're not feeling well. What's the two things you hate about it?
Oh, fuck. He threw me a curveball. I guess there's nothing I hate about it. It's actually really good.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing I hate. There's something, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I would, the bready back finish thing is like neutral to me, so I could get rid of that, I guess. And then, I kind of like the oily part of it. So yeah, that's pretty much it, honestly.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and get a grade and get you guys out of here and get to the next one, which I'm really looking forward to.
Okay.
I really do. I mean, this lineup tonight's pretty good, so.
I'm going to give this a 4.3.
Wow. Whoa, that's,
wow.
That is interesting.
Wow.
Frank's muff diving face. Ladies and gentlemen, what the hell?
I'm love diving.
So
dude.
Explain yourself. Why is
I
it
shall
all
not.
Of a sudden, for like all the things you normally give, like you're like our
it goes down
easy,
what's
the, what's the word that you would use? You're our catalyst, or is it the catalyst where we base everything off of that sort of thing? With not the placebo, but what would we use him as? I'm trying to think of the word. Fuck.
Hey, unbiased?
Neutral.
You
know, if anyone knows what that is, leave a comment at the bottom of this podcast.
All right.
And we'll definitely read it.
I don't think you've explained it very well.
We're drunk. It's fine. So why is it so high?
It's just real easy to go down, man. There's just, I'm a pacifist, so it's not about how good things are. It's about how much bad I can avoid.
All right, fair enough. I like that.
That's a shitty way.
Guys, I didn't understand anything you said
life,
either.
Huh?
All right, Frank, what do you got for him? Because, I mean, this is something you found. We forgot to give you credit. You brought this one over.
That's true. I'm going to give it a 3.5. I don't think it brings a whole lot to the party. When you've had a bunch of their portfolio before, it's hard not to measure it up against other stuff. So because I'm doing that for better or for worse,
right.
I'm going to say 3.5. It's got some bitterness. It's got some aggression. I'd like a little bit more citrus.
A little more citrus.
Just a touch more.
Yeah, this is more of the peel. Not even zesting. It's just peel. I would say since we've been chilling here, goofing off a little bit, it's definitely going to be a lime grapefruit situation.
Okay.
Right on the back of the top. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give this a 3. And the reason why I'm giving it a 3 is because it absolutely does not bring anything to the party, ladies and gentlemen. We need to put horns in here at some point. The reason why I say it brings nothing to the party is not a diss, but Frank nailed it.
Sounds
like all the portfolio, out of their whole entire portfolio of the things we've done, this one is lackluster. It is what it is. It's a beer. It's an IPA. It is easy drinking. You keep it real cold, you'll suck this down. It's I like what another company said. It's crushable. And that means you're going to smash it and crush the can and move on to another one.
Right.
This could be your new daily six because it is just that simple of what it is. There's really nothing else we can come up with.
Yep.
So when we say a 3, does not mean that it's bad. Doesn't mean it's great. It's awesome for its own right because it's neutral. That's why we say it brings nothing to the party.
Right.
So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you in a second.
It's the Open Bottle Society. Ultimate craft beer community, coming at you live with all things beer. The greatest beer stories, you'll find them here. Beer reviews, education, and more. OBSBeers.com is who you're looking for.
Hey, dude, you know what beer this is?
Oh, no, all the labels are falling off.
Yeah, or the ink is run.
Well, if it's a pale ale, you're good. But stay away from the quote-unquote Belgian.
Oh, man, this guy needs to get some grog tags.
Grog tags are reusable, write-on, wipe-off, commercial-grade bottle labels for your brew. The guys at Grog Tag are homebrewers. They wanted great-looking, sturdy labels for your bottles, buckets, carboys, kegs, and growlers. They also wanted a label that not only looks good, but can be easily removed and reapplied during bottling, without that nasty glue residue being left behind. No residue, water resistant, and ice chest approved. Grog tags stay on in water or an ice chest, and they stay legible. Visit grogtag.com to customize your label or coaster from dozens of different templates for free and see how awesome your bottles can look.
Ugh, it's that pseudo-Belgian.
Yeah, we're getting him some grog tags, dude.
Grog tag. At least your beer will look good. Grogtag.com.
Hey, everybody. Check out this side talk between Key and Frank.
So what I was saying was, I really think the ballast point tends to be hit or miss.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's been
some... Come on,
some...
fucking Sculpin's. Okay, the only bad beer I really didn't like that was disappointing was that the Black Velvet. No, the Velvet.
Red Velvet.
The Red Velvet was a little deceiving. But you feel that they are hit or miss, huh?
I truly do. I think that Fathom... I mean, it was all right. The Red Velvet, I didn't get. What is it?
The cake.
The Habanero Sculpin.
You like
now,
the Habanero.
I liked it, but I think for a lot of people, it's undrinkable.
I thought it was... I don't even like spicy things, and I was able to drink that no problem.
I thought that was one of the hottest beers I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well...
I mean, they do really good work, and it... But I think that there's stuff that the stuff that's really awesome is out of this world. And then you've got
mediocre.
Yeah.
All right. Well, at some point we'll talk to those guys and maybe write a letter to our congressman.
Okay.
All right, guys. Check this out. So here's the story behind this next beer. JJ Puerto Rican found this beer from one of our most interesting breweries to date. So thanks to this particular brewery, me and Frank wouldn't be able to do some of the stuff we do offline as far as the beer world is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for another brewery, we would have never met this brewery. And between all that, we wouldn't be where we're at right now. So I just want to kind of set the tone for that. So this is kind of important of of a beer review, because JJ Puerto Rican, big shout out to you, man. Mr. AKA Peggy. Big shout out to his wife, Rachel, who does all the dirt by grabbing his hips. And ladies and gentlemen, that man got hips. All right, Frank, you take it away. What are we doing?
All right, this is from Rev Brewing out of Covina, California. It's called AK Manganero IPA. It's 10.5% ABV.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And if you want more information on these guys, Google that shit.
I like
nice.
It. All right, so fun fact, guys. These guys are a hybrid. They are our first hybrid. That's all right, Frank. It's okay. Spill it a little bit, Pookie. Yep. I will go get some napkins. Actually, Sean, behind you is the napkins.
Where?
Right behind you. Yeah, right by the Jenga.
What if I handed you all the Jenga?
No, we can't absorb with that. Wood, don't do that. They are our first hybrid brewery. And what do I mean hybrid? On their facility, they do two styles, beer and wine. And we love doing both those, their items. Their wines are phenomenal, and their beers are uniquely interesting. And so far, I don't think we've come across any beers up to this point, Frank. That would be a three.
No, they make very good beer.
They make very good beer. Sean, have you done anything from Rev with us before?
You know, I don't know.
You don't pay attention. You just shut up and put it down your gullet.
It's not that I don't pay attention. It's that I'll forget in like a day or two.
All right, well, you're going to get a little bit of this. I think this is going to fix your tummy.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm giving him some. Okay.
Just give him just a little taste. He's still working. A
little taste.
I was just being a really appropriate.
I went for the wrong one.
You'd have poured it and nothing would have came out. There you go. Just give him a little. So, question before we do this. Mango Nero is a combination of something, okay?
I know.
I think I can guess it.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to like this.
What'll be cool is I believe this will be your first one ever. All right, we'll get more into that in a second. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, cheers to the smell. Oh, fun fact. They are certified Brewers Association independent craft.
Ah.
So they have the upside down beer bottle. So I thought that was cool.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It smells like pepper.
Okay.
Like oh, pepper yeah. Beef jerky. I want some beef jerky real bad, man.
We got to go buy a Lazy Susan. I wonder if Amazon has a Lazy Susan.
Like I'm
a
sure
little,
they do.
Little plug-in Lazy Susan just to put a camera to that. Sorry, guys. I'm talking about offline shit. Sorry.
Hmm.
All right. We got two things
Does
that are
that
going
not
on here.
Does that smell like beef jerky?
No, that's you, Pippin.
I think that's the second time I've said that, but I'm getting solid beef jerky.
I'm going to go first. Is that cool, guys?
No. I already went.
Oh, well, I mean, can I...
So you can go
can
second.
I go now?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Pippin. You're going to get two distinctive smells, ladies and gentlemen. Either it's going to be faint, or for me, a little intense. I'm getting... The first smell is mango, but not... I'm not getting just mango pieces. I'm getting the entire thing. Like, if you're going fruit shopping, and I'll smell fruit. And that's usually how you can tell it's ripe and you touch it. It smells like...
That's how you could tell you're fruit shopping.
Right. It's your fruit, you smell fruit.
You're like, wait a second.
So it smells like an entire mango. Mm-hmm. So not as juicy as you would think. And then I'm smelling like pepper skin. Yeah. Not capsaicin. Not the white part. But I smell flesh of both items. The flesh.
Wow.
Of these. No, I'm sorry. I take that back. I smell the flesh of the pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And I smell skin of the fruit. So... Flesh would be edible, so my apologies. But other than that, I just get clean, crisp, watery. I don't even smell booze for 10.5. Nice. Yeah, I don't smell the booze.
I would agree with what you said. I do smell a little spice in there.
Okay.
I got a little bit of that capsaicin coming through.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not getting. I'm just getting.
It
just
smells like straight peppered beef jerky.
Well, good. Well, like, you're in luck.
Like, just like
because
right
this
there.
Beer, they steeped beef jerky in it.
Did they really?
No, I'm just kidding. Cheers to the taste.
Did you see the horrified look on my face? I was like, did beautiful. They really? Like, I don't know if I want that. It's creamy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys got to get over to our Twitch because you would be able to see Sean's face. Sean, you drink that. Don't give it to the puppy. You drink that. All right, I'm going to have to go in one more time because...
Didn't you say this would fix my stomach?
I've lied to you your whole entire life. It's interesting, okay? It's extremely interesting for what it is. And, Sean, what do we got on your end?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, you are the best. You're just like our guinea pig. Love it.
I have to try it again to tell.
He's like the Steve-O of our Jackass.
Yeah.
Drink this, Sean.
But we're going to watch him puke. Oh, I want to know what you think.
No, you...
I can't.
Okay, Frank.
I'm just like, I can't put my tongue on it.
So
like,
the one cool thing about me and Frank is we kind of work with each other.
Yeah.
And every now and again, we do get into a few disputes. And every now and again, we do disagree on a beer. And we both have our different views. But most of the time, majority of the time, we are in the same ballpark. Mm-hmm. So Frank, around the mouth, around the gum lines and the teeth, are we feeling a little bit of some tannins? Almost grapeish?
Yeah.
Okay, so with that said, I'm going to chop that up to mango peel or mango pit. Okay? Then it's really juicy, right?
Right.
Still mango. So you're just basically taking the mango and you're biting it. But on the finish, it is a combination of a very light pepper with a little bit of capsaicin. It's very light. It's like adding pepper to your food.
Right.
Just a little seasoning. But what you're also going to get is an oil back finish, which will be hops. It is a nice set of hops that portray more of the lemon, a little bit lemon lime. It's almost like putting chili powder on your mango.
Yeah.
So let's go with that. It's almost like putting the chili powder on your mango and eating it, which I do know a lot of people do love that combination in that sort of edible delicacy, right? Mm. I can't put chili powder on my mango, but that's what I'm, you know, it's kind of like Lucas a little bit. I used to like Lucas back in the day. So it's not spicy. It's just got a little heat.
Yep.
So it's like putting a little chili powder on your mangoes. Yep. And you just eat it. Sean, you're over there dying. Talk to me. Frank, do you agree with that?
Yeah. I'm not a big mango fan. So, I mean, okay. I can appreciate it a little bit. But again, I'm not a real big fan. But it's good in this because it balances out the pepper.
Right.
Right. Because we haven't really told them what it is or...
If you haven't figured it out, guys, we'll get to that in a second.
And there is a good... It's got a little bit of a burn to it. And the more I drink it, the more burn I'm getting,
which is interesting. Oh, so it's a builder on you.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that. I'm just getting the pepper. I mean, I've had the pepper.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is mango and habanero. But habanero is really not that spicy to me. Not anymore once you have a ghost pepper and a butcher tea and all those horrible things. But this is nice. I could see why it was flying off the shelves at 10.5%, and you're drinking it. It's literally like having chili powder on or spice on the piece of fruit, and you're eating that savory, sweet aspect. It's well-balanced. And also, as an IPA, guys, you don't really think of the bittering part that's contributed by the hops. Sean, you look fabulous over there. Talk to me.
Is beer like Japanese? I just don't understand it.
So it's Japanese, you don't understand
it? I know it's a whole culture. I just don't understand it.
All right, fair enough. All right, let's get a grade and get you guys out of here because he does not understand it. All right, Sean, in your honest opinion, I understand you don't like it
right. Because
it's just Japanese for you.
Right.
I'm going to need you to konnichiwa that score for me.
Okay, I'll give it...
Arigato no Moroto.
I'll give it a 2.7.
Okay, why?
Because... It seems like it took skill, but I don't, you know, it's like an action movie because I don't like action movies. So it's like, I know that was cool because it was an explosion, but like, I want to joke.
Is it necessary?
It's not for me.
It's so sad over there. Frank, what about you, bud?
I'm going to go 3.75.
Okay.
Slightly above average. I like the pepper in it. It's got some good sweetness to it. So there we are.
All right. For me, I'm actually, I really enjoy this one.
Okay.
You know me, I got GERDs, and spicy beers fuck me over pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I also like high ABV, and this one isn't as spicy as I thought it was going to be. I think it's well balanced under the sweet savory act of 92. I just made it up. And I really enjoy this, and I can see why JJ said people are buying this up fast. Right. So I can see it. It's different. It's very Japanese. You got to get the latest kicks, you know? Bathing apes, you know?
Hell yeah,
so I wanted to say thank you, JJ. And Rev, that's pretty cool thinking outside the box at the same time. Keeping it classy. We'll be right back. All right, so the next beer that I'm going to set it up for you guys, and then Frank's going to talk about it. I believe at some point in the past, we recorded this beer at the time it was available. I believe so. Don't quote me on it. Google that shit. But I kept one and wrote the year that I acquired it because it didn't have a vintage on it. But I wrote the year of 2014 on this beer is when I got it. So, you know, we're going to do it, you know, several, as we would be 4 years later, right? From this moment of recording. So a big shout out to the brewery that actually provided this beer at the time when I was first starting out as a beer reviewer. So big shout out to those guys. And Frank is going to give you more information on what we're doing.
So from High Water Brewing Company out of San Jose, California, this is their Campfire Stout. This is a 2014 vintage. It is 6.5% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, Google that shit.
Fair enough. That's like our thing now. All right. What's really cool about this beer, it was at the moment the most sought after beer based upon its flavor profile. So we're going to see if Sean can figure out first. You've had this with me before, right?
Yeah.
Had this. Okay. So we are aware of what this beer is capable of. You've never had it. And what I want you to do is you're going to lead us in both smell and you're going to lead us in both taste. We've already had it when it came out, right? We also had it throughout. I had a couple of these, and we kind of had them throughout. But this was my last one, and it's a vintage, which is really cool. And we've learned recently with you as well, Sean, vintage can also mean epic notes. We had some beers from 1993 past weekend of this moment of this recording, and it was phenomenal. So aging beer, despite the rule of thumb, can actually turn out to be better. So we're going to start off with you. So I hope I set the president right there. Touch him in his pants.
Okay.
I like the carbonation, so I'm happy about that. So, Sean, what do you have for me on this vintage 2014?
It's really rich smelling. It smells like straight chocolate syrup.
Keep going. Keep going. What else?
Like the
I can smell it from here, actually.
Darkest roast coffee bean.
Keep going.
You can ever find. I guess that's vanilla.
Keep going.
It's like a white Russian. It smells like a white Russian, like completely.
All right, I can take a white Russian, actually. I can take a white Russian.
Yeah, like, but the smell of chocolate syrup that's kind of almost chemically when it's really, really rich and strong? If you have a lot in ice cream or something?
Right.
That's what it's like overpowering to me, that chemically type smell. Metallic, I guess you would call it.
Okay.
A little bit.
I've got two things, thanks to Sean.
Mm-hmm.
We can go two different ways. One,
I know you go two different ways.
Well, of course, right. Yeah. Hashtag go fuck yourself. two things with this vintage is I'm going to do two different scenarios. One, the thing that we were expecting that you would say was s'mores.
Oh.
So we'll take your vanilla. I'll take your vanilla for marshmallow.
Right, yeah.
I'll take the white Russian for the cream base or the chocolate whole thing. And that was interesting because it does smell like a Russian, white Russian. It really does. It has that cream body, chocolate, coffee. But to me, it still has a graham cracker finish to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or a honey-made graham cracker, if you will.
Yeah.
More honey-ish in there because it has that waxy smell and that back finish.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, that vanilla bean is still sitting here. It's a little faint, but I'll still chalk that up to the marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were spot on with that for this aging. It now has two different variants, a white Russian or a s'more. Frank?
It's s'mores 100%.
Still s'mores
all
for you.
Day.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so we're good with that guy. So, Sean, are you ready to try something cool?
Yeah.
Get your drinking mouth ready.
Put it in your mouth, bitch.
Still tastes like a... Hold on, wait. Sean, what do you got?
Almost all of that is transferred over. Except, like, it's really boozy.
Yeah, it's boozy.
It's boozy as hell.
Which is weird because it's 6.5.
So but it tastes like a really creamy chocolate. I'm trying to think there. It tastes like a specific kind of chocolate bar or something. But I don't know what it is, but it's like... extra, like maybe like a Milky Way or something like that. It's like extra on the creamy side.
Like a Three Musketeer?
Yes, that's the one it is.
You're welcome. Three Musketeers, s'mores, it all goes hand in hand a little bit. Frank, still tastes like s'mores.
Yeah.
But the booze is a little present on this one.
Which is weird because it's a low ABV.
Yeah, so s'mores, guys, even a four-year-old at this moment, guys, of this recording, which is 2018, this beer still tastes phenomenal as the need for it was. I mean, I remember Frank, when they come out with it all the time, and it would just fly off the shelves because how graham cracker, like fresh though, it was graham cracker s'mores, but I prefer this vintage style. So if I ever get a chance to find any more, Frank, I'll write the year, just put it away.
All right,
guys, we're going to go ahead and rate this. Guys, it really is what it is. It is graham cracker, or for for some, it's like, I've never had s'mores. I'm sorry, s'mores. You never had s'mores, then it's definitely a White Russian with the booze. Really nice. It's refreshing. Have it ice cold. We prefer to have stouts at room temperature a little bit. A little chill on it, so it's really good. All right, Sean, based upon this, what would you have?
I'll give it a 3-2. It was really, God, Jesus, fuck. So boozy, holy shit. It was like really rich and strong and like, I think, entertaining, but it was, you know.
Okay, fair enough.
For me, the smell was like, oh, this is gonna taste great, but it smells so much like other, like, you know, chocolate milk and shit like that, that you just want to have that.
Right.
So when you taste it, you're like, oh yeah, it's still a fucking beer. So you know what I mean? You get the booze and you get, you know what I mean? So
Yeah. All right, the Frank.
I had a grade in mind, and then I changed my mind after sipping it a few times.
Okay.
I'm going to go 4. I think it's got some pretty cool novelty stuff about it. It really does taste like a s'more. But I think it's so chocolatey that I'm not sure I could get through the entire bottle.
Okay. Does that scare you a little bit?
No, it doesn't scare me, but...
Because nothing scares the Frank.
Well, there are things that scare me, but...
Penis.
But this... this beer does not, it is great, it's really tasty, but it might be a little bit too rich to get through that whole bomber.
Fair enough. Guys, I'm going to hit you with a 4. This grade might be, me and Frank are under the impression that we recorded this back in the day, so we're going to leave it under that impression.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a 4, so we might have rated it a little higher, or maybe even a little lower. I can't remember. It's been so long, guys. We do so many beers. For me, I could do the whole entire bottle. I enjoy beer that is flavorful without artificial flavoring. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they might have not treated this. Who knows? But it doesn't come off that way. And I think the booze at this point gives it just that more, a little bit more love to the ABV. It feels like it gives you more, when in reality, it's less. And I like it. I think it aged very well, and I'm enjoying it. And I'm glad that you guys tried it, Sean. I'm really like the big shout out. You know what? I'll just say that for the end. But thank you very much, Sean, for at least trying. I know you're not feeling well. So we really do commend you on, you know, just hanging out with us at this point. I know we need you for the show. But then again, we might have to use another program when you're not here.
Yeah.
You know, that Odyssey type shit. And be like, hey, Sean. You'd be like, hey, do you guys do that? Like, yeah, here it is. Yeah. Archaic shit. But I want to say thank you for that. All right, guys. We'll be right back.
Greetings and salutations. You reached the voice. Smell of Key of obsbeers.com. For a fast response, please text or email key@obsbeers.com. For all other inquiries, leave a brief message while you're calling along with your name and number, and we will return your call in a timely manner. Here is what we have in common. What's your beer story?
Put the lotion away. Pull your pants up. I'm outside.
Oh man, we're at the end of the show, guys.
Is that what it is?
Sean, I know you, your time is precious, man. So we appreciate you, we really do. Yeah. So let's just make this quick for you. Out of all these beers, which one did you like?
I liked the one that. Oh fuck!
All right, Frank, how about you?
Yeah, I like the one too.
Oh,
what the fuck he's talking about?
I like the one as well.
Fuck! I forgot the name.
No, it's fine. So it's cool.
Remember the one that was.
What was the one that you didn't like? Okay, fair enough, Frank.
Yeah.
Which one? Okay, fuck Sean because he is he's our special baby of the show. Frank, which one was your favorite? Which one did you not like? Or anything that stuck out to you? Just anything in general about the 4 beers we had. Is there anything that you would like to capitalize on? Let's go with that. Is there something you want maybe didn't get a chance to touch on when we were reviewing the 4 items?
Not really.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your guys' time. We want to let you guys know that if you want more information on OBS Beers, Google that shit. All social media, just search OBS Beers. We also want to let you guys know, as of right now, we are exclusively on Twitch Live. For more information on where to find us, download the Twitch app. You can do that on your desktop, laptop, any mobile device, or your cell phone. And just search on Twitch, OBS Beers 2014. We want to give a huge shout out to the gentleman on the show. We want to give a huge shout out to the Frank. We want to give the shout out to Sean the Technician and all those that are watching live on Twitch. Big shout out to Team No Sleep. Shout out to the sponsored beer in passing. That would be Great Basin. And we want to give a huge shout out to JJ Puerto Rican for providing one of the beers on tonight's show. If you want to get more information, actually, and contact us and all that other beautiful things, because I just fucked up this outro awesomely, but we're going to keep it pushing. OBSBeers.com. Appreciate you. Good night.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.